Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Thursday, September 20th, 2012.
And today it's episode 8.19, the Week 3 Preview Show.
So many games in so little time.
That's right.
But we've got Thursday Night Football starting, Giants and Panthers. Oh!
Right now we are hours away from that game. So
can't wait.
We're going to just give you who we think is going to win right now.
Panthers.
Whoa! We both have the Panthers, although I should probably take a look at my sheet.
Yeah, you should actually reference your sheet. But it is a short week. The Giants do have injury concerns, and we'll be bringing you all that along with 15 other games right after this.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. Right off the bat, give it to me. There it is. Breaking news, Jeffrey.
Right now.
Right now. Rex Ryan of the New York Jets is saying that quarterback Darrelle Revis has been cleared for contact and ready to come back to practice, and he's going to practice today and tomorrow and hopefully play this Sunday.
That's not that big.
It's breaking news.
Did it warrant me pushing?
He didn't play last week, and had I known that he would play that,
it would have affected the outcome of the game.
I would never change my game, my pick.
You would have never changed your pick.
Yes.
Had you known that Revis Island wasn't going to be there, I just don't know that it warrants the effort it takes me for me to touch my iPad
to hit the button.
Blingy on my iPad. I don't know that it warranted that effort.
And I think, well, you get this effort then.
Boom.
Thanks so much for the support. It's a great way to start the show. It really is. It fills me with such love. For the people who thought that the way I said 2012 was a little odd last episode, yes. I hope you like this one better. I'm going to change it every single show.
Really?
Yeah, because it amuses me.
I think the next show, when you say 2012, I want you to do it frightened.
2012!
Something like that.
Wow, that will be interesting. Okay,
there
I will.
I think when you say the year, it needs to be a different expression.
Every time. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I will do that.
All right. You'll never know what you're going to get from Jeff Ellis. Big news. We're going to do some housekeeping real quick.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, and why should you?
None of this has been inked. Can we make it
official?
It's in a really dark pencil, and the pencil doesn't have an eraser, okay? So that being said,
we're going to be on TalkSport regularly.
A lot.
So for our fans in the UK who have sleeping disorders and are awake throughout the night.
Or jobs that might keep them awake at night.
And for all of our friends in the United States as well, and you guys in the UK, can always go the next morning.
To the website. TalkSport.co.uk.
To what we have. We'll start getting those links out, but it is almost official.
It is. First of all, every Monday night, Tuesday morning, Jeff and Mike Graham. Every Thursday night, Friday morning, Steven Miranda and Mike Graham. And then we're going to have some nice 10-minute segments between those. We'll have a preview and review throughout the week on Extra Time Overnight. They don't feel like that. Now, it's your task to change people's minds, but they don't feel like that the UK is ready for NFL during daylight hours.
Yes.
They don't feel like that anyone's ready for that yet. So it's your job over there to change people's minds. Right now, they think that the UK is ready for NFL in the middle of the night. And just for those who feared Monday Night Football's broadcast last week, I checked with the home office on Hills Place in London.
Yes.
BBC will not continue doing the dumb graphics between the game. When we go to commercial, they're working on their studio show. It was just late getting the contract done, and probably it'll take a week or two, and then you will have the official Monday Night Football show.
All right,
show.
And you know we need to talk to someone about possibly doing some stuff there as well.
Oh, and we're coming in a month, so start RSVPing for the party, and I will start the guest
That's
list.
That's right. Sport Cafe. So Sport Cafe is going to have us again. London, we leave in 4.5 weeks.
I know. Actually, less.
No,
4 weeks.
Four
we're like
weeks.
There in four,
four
weeks.
And a half weeks. Four and a half.
It's Thursday. 4.5 weeks. Yeah, nearly 4.5 weeks. It's a little less. Just like a day or something.
4.5 weeks. We're coming to London. If you are going to join us, the Friday night prior to the game at Sport Cafe.
You can jump the queue, come up to the private room upstairs, all encased in glass. We don't know what they're calling it this month.
If you send us an email saying you're coming, how many?
And we need their names.
And their names, not just Steven plus five.
No.
Well, it's Steven plus Beto, Roberto, Jesus, Alexandria.
Consuelo. Yes. Love Consuelo.
And maybe Pamphila. We don't know yet. Pamphila needs to get back.
Oh, Pamphila. And this is for Nacho. Paloma?
Oh,
how you doing?
He's going to be... He may not come now.
I'm talking about your wife,
Nacho's not going to come now because you're talking about his wife.
You need to be bring Paloma.
Anyway, so there you go.
Her smile warms my heart.
Send the emails if you're coming. We'd love to have you and hang out.
Do you know how embarrassed she is right now? Her face is beat red. He's going to play it for her.
Is he?
Yes, of course. It's Nacho. He's going to say, did you hear what Jeff said? That she's going to turn beat red. I love that about her.
Beat red.
And then he's going to translate beat red for her.
Anyways, before we get to it, we're just briefly going to say that we are in agreement that the replacement officials suck.
Out loud.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
Well, I liked on SiriusXM on the drive to the studio this morning to the cave, I heard a guy say, you know, tonight we got football, so we don't have to talk about zebras. We will have to talk about zebras, you know, soon, but right now let's just talk about football.
Yeah, I watched Inside the NFL on Showtime yesterday.
Oh, wow. I don't have Showtime.
Chad Ochocinco was on. Well, I'm sorry. Chad Johnson.
The recently divorced Chad Johnson.
Yes. Was on with JB and Chris Collinsworth and Phil Simms.
I really like those guys.
And it was a fun show.
I think they're respectable men.
Yeah. Chad still, you know, wants to, you know, Chad was very honest with a lot of things. And, you know, I like that they did not ease up on him.
Right.
They, you know, they went to town on him, and he, you know, he sat there and he took it. And then afterwards, then later on in the show, they had a little bit of fun with a segment called either Child Please or Pet Peeves.
Child Please or Pet Peeves.
Yes. And basically,
please.
Phil Simms would say, this is a pet peeve of mine, XYZ. And then Chad Johnson would say, Child please. This is what that is, you know. And so
I miss him. I miss that part of him, don't you?
Yes, I do. And he said that to his discredit, it was when he started doing all of the reality stuff and the TV and the Hollywood stuff.
That's the slippery slope to death.
That he stopped focusing on football and became a worse football player.
Man,
he
could have asked us.
Yeah, and you know, props to him for knowing that. He says, "I'm still in shape. I'm working out every day. I'm trying hard.
Guy's gonna stay in shape forever."
And he's like, "And basically, you know, if the phone rings, I'll be ready to go." And what I loved is Phil Simms. I mean, Chris Collinsworth, like, look, you know, I love you to death. You know that, and you know, I like the silliness. Me
Did
and
they
my son
hug?
Used to love. No, they didn't. He's like, we used to love, but he's like, I got killed because the day before your arrest, I would go on USA Today, and I am in an interview, and I said, look, I love Chad Johnson. He's a great guy, and he's a great player, and he never gets in trouble. And, and the very next – and he's like – Chad was like, yeah, I made a bad mistake. And
yeah.
I'm sorry. It was good stuff.
But for his defenders, you hung him out to dry.
But then Chris Collinsworth said, so why now? Because we're hearing, you know, you were dropping passes – You weren't catching on and learning the playbook.
Right.
What's
different than when you were focusing on reality television and people wanted
said,
you and now nobody wants you? Why now?
He said
he was still living that life.
It's a humble chat now.
Okay.
And he says
is
that,
humble
you know,
chat
he's,
competent?
He's well, listen to he says he's lost his two loves, which was playing football, which he loved.
And his wife. Okay.
And that now he has put that whole circus of trying to be Hollywood and focused into doing what he does best and being a great football player. And he says, you give me the playbook, I will dive into it, and I will be like a player in Madden where you just get a joystick and you will control me and I will be where I need to be.
And that's all well and good, but where was that guy for Joe Philbin, who really needed him? You know, and now Brian Hartline is catching your passes. Dude, Miami, you couldn't stay in Miami.
Bottom line is he's out there trying to find a job.
And good luck, Chad. We want you back on the field. We want you back the way you used to be when you were fun and everything.
Inside the NFL, good stuff. And if you're not watching Go On with Matthew Perry.
It's on demand everywhere. So am I missing out? I love him.
It starts like this, and I'm gonna steal his words.
Okay.
From last night's episode, he says, football season is back. There's hope for everyone. Everyone, it's a new season, and we are so happy. We ate the broccoli that is baseball, and now we're ready for dessert.
After my Angels lost to the Rangers last night.
There you go.
In discouraging fashion, ate the broccoli.
After
I ate
Oakland
my broccoli.
Lost. You can't lose when the guy you're chasing loses too. That's when you got to win.
I know. You know, and Baltimore, Seattle, 29 innings over 2 days. You need to talk about that with Mike tonight.
Yeah.
So Baltimore is hosting.
I'm on with Mike tonight. I was on a day early. I was on with him yesterday.
They'll want you back.
I don't know. I have not gotten
an email
saying they want me.
Announced that we're taking over Talk Sport Radio. Oh, I didn't say that.
I need to shoot an email to Ivana right now.
Yeah,
but anyways, Jeff, it's good stuff, and I do like the whole, you know, we ate the broccoli.
We ate the broccoli. Now it's time for dessert.
That is baseball, and now it's time for dessert. But we must get going, Jeffrey, so let's get it started with Thursday Night Football.
Speaking of Thursday Night Football, before I forget real quickly, did you notice the new Monday Night Football open? They had a guy with a fiddle, and was good.
Was that the Charlie Daniels band?
Maybe.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's what they did.
Maybe.
They just redid the lyrics to football. Right.
But good for them. It took a long time.
I don't know if
to get us past Hank Williams. You'd think that because they did The Devil Went Down to Georgia and it was being played
was
in the
Atlanta.
Georgia Dome.
I think it's going to be regional.
Get that. That worked.
Did it?
It was like Hank Williams without Hank Williams.
Right.
Without all of his political thoughts, his
Paint
deep
went
thoughts.
Down to Georgia. He tries looking for a win, and you know
it's cool.
But that's what it was,
yeah.
And I don't know if they do it. I think they did it specifically for
Monday
Atlanta.
Night Football this week in Seattle. Someone's going to raise Kurt Cobain from the dead,
possibly. And I think you're going to do. You'll have a cover band, and they'll be like dun 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 dun. Dun, dun. It's Seattle and Green Bay. From Quest, it's not Quest
That's
Field
not
anymore.
Bad.
Century Link.
That it's, wasn't bad. Century Link Park.
Century Link Field. How many names can you change? Yeah, where your ears bleed.
And you'll wish you were dead, just like me.
Oh, that's not good.
Yes, sirree. Nirvana will make a comeback on Monday Night Football. But first up, New York Giants on a short week travel to Carolina to face the Panthers on NFL Network. And if you're a Time Warner cable subscriber in the States, sucks to be you.
So sorry. I think this Thursday night every week
is brutal.
I love it.
It's great for the fans.
But it is really bad for the road team.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants just had an emotional win.
Extremely.
Come from behind. You scored 5 points in the
510 yards passing.
25 points in the fourth quarter to get the win. You know, you had the little brouhaha at the end.
The handshake.
Kneel down.
But then it came to the handshake again.
You're kind of spent.
Yeah.
And now, instead of having a regular week.
Instead of your day off. With the win.
You're back to work preparing for the Carolina Panthers.
You win a game, you get a day off, don't you?
And Cam Newton, and you got to fly all the way down to Carolina, and, you know, nothing would be finer
than to be in Carolina
for a Panthers football game.
But not when you're the road team.
Yeah, not when you're the road
Every
team.
Every other situation, nothing could be finer.
The problem is this short time doesn't allow the Giants to get Prince of Mukamura back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be without Ahmad Bradshaw. And now we find out Hakeem Nicks.
So that Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, which was your fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Now it's Victor Cruz. Oh, and he's triple teamed.
Yeah, you double him, you triple him, and you're going to make somebody else beat you.
And Manningham's, I mean, not Manningham. Who's the running back?
I like this Brown kid who's going to run the ball.
Don't bring race into it, Steven.
No, that's his last name. His last name is
What
Brown.
Can Brown do for you?
He can
run the ball.
Sort of.
So well,
now
look,
you've got rookie David Wilson, who is in Coughlin's doghouse for fumbling. I like Carolina. I think Cam Newton, he's going to exploit that weak secondary that is banged up due to injury.
They know it's weak, and they know it's because of injury, but they don't have a fix.
They don't.
And that is the problem. I can't believe that you and I agree on this, Steven. I'm going to be looking at
I honestly thought the Giants kind of sold you on their victory, and I thought you were taking the Giants.
63% of people playing in ESPN Pigskin Pick'em have taken the Giants in this game. So we are going off the chart here. The line on this, by the way, is the Panthers -2.5. That means we are taking Trisha's special upset special.
That is correct.
How's that, kid? To my little sister.
Jeff remembers Trisha's
special upset special.
I know what it
means. And I used it properly,
he did.
I hope.
We both got Carolina there. Let's move to the Sunday morning game.
10 a.m. games on the West Coast. Wherever you live, localize it for yourself. Don't make us do the math.
1-1 versus 1-1.
You'll hear that a lot this
because
week.
Because there's 20 teams that are 1-1.
You'll
right
hear
now.
That a lot. What's weird?
Yeah.
Is there's the 2-0 teams?
Yeah.
Are playing in the afternoon. Two 2-0 teams play in the afternoon. There's only six of them. And four of them play each other in the afternoon.
Yes.
How weird is that? Mathematically, just strange. But right now, Rams at Bears. 10 a.m. Fox in the United States.
Bears are favored by 7.5.
They're the pride joy of Illinois, Steven.
Well, I think what people are starting to see with Chicago. Look, Chicago's going to be a little upset after their awful
performance.
How about
humiliated? They should be, but they probably aren't.
Yeah, they're not humiliated. They're just they're upset at being humiliated. That's what it is.
Fair enough.
And they're going to be upset that, you know, we're like, man, we got our batukas handed to us.
We did.
And here comes the Rams. They're going to be high off their win.
Well, yeah. And Danny Amendola, I mean, my gosh, 34 fantasy points? What are you kidding me?
15,
for a guy owned by, like, nobody except me.
15 catches. Tied a franchise record.
Yeah, and you know who that was set by? Flipper Anderson. The LA Rams.
You pulled Flipper Anderson.
But dude, I remember I was at that game.
And in the first
half. That's how long ago it was LA had a team.
In the first half, Amendola caught 12 of them.
Yeah.
And that tied a record for the most receptions in one half of football set by Reggie Wayne of the Colts back in 07.
Like, that wasn't a Ram.
That was not a Ram.
Because I was freaking out here like you're going to point to
record.
Me. I'm like, dude,
league.
I don't know.
That was a league
I don't
record.
Know.
A league record, Reggie Wayne. So Amendola's doing great, but now what do the Bears say? Well, obviously,
up you double down on Amendola.
Yeah, let's get this guy.
And let's
see
if Brandon Gibson can beat you. Brandon Gibson beat you. And by the way, I'm starting him in a few places where I'm desperate this week.
And how about Mulligan?
He doesn't need a mulligan. He's fine.
Yeah,
he's doing fine. He don't need no mulligan.
I'll take a mulligan. How about that?
I'll have me some mulligan.
Can I take my mulligan now?
Can I have mulligan stew?
I haven't played golf with taking mulligans in a very long time.
Have you played golf without taking mulligans in a long time? Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the way you wanted to spin that.
This Saturday, my girls and I are going to the driving range. We're going to go hit some balls. Emma feels that since she is bailing on soccer, she needs
She's going to be the female Tiger Woods.
She needs a new. No, she is really.
She's five.
She's really adamant about, I want to do baseball because I am good at that. Because I hit the ball and I run the bases well, and I can catch it, and she actually can, which is really weird for a 5-year-old girl.
I know.
And she's really adamant about that. She wants to tumble and do gymnastics and climb and
Her into rock climbing.
Do all the crazy stuff. So that's what she's doing. But then Elena was talking about, Dad, we haven't been golfing in a long time. Hit some
there
balls,
you go.
And I was like, all right. And then we introduced Emma to golfing, and she gets to hit a little white ball.
Elena is the female Manny from Modern Family, which will come back next week. Oh, what does he care about playing golf?
Yeah, that's true.
He likes to play golf.
Yes. It's a cool sport, I guess.
She is Manny. You go watch an episode of Modern Family, which will be back next week on ABC, and I can't wait.
This would work a lot better if I actually started the timer So I haven't done that. But let's go back.
I got to give people a little Emma for a little while.
Who do you got? Who do you
I
gotta got
to give people a little Elena, I should say. Okay. Elena loves
it. Shake my butt. I like to fall. Shake my butt.
She was very little.
I like to move it. Shake my butt. I like to fall.
Same kid. She's just a lot older now. Yes. Now she's a middle schooler. Yes. So anyways, who do I got here? I'm looking, and I got the Bears. That's all there is to it. They're favored by 7.5.
Yeah.
I had them favored by 7 when I originally guessed the line, played guess the line myself last night. So, yeah. I
took the Rams for like a nanosecond.
Oh, God, I was hoping to make you blue. What color you are, because you're a Cowboys fan, so I make you blue.
Oh, I see. For a nanosecond. It was one of those data, 0.63 seconds.
For an Android, that's a lifetime.
So we both have the Bears. Moving on.
Son, this game is important. They're playing the Rams, and if you lose to the Rams, you get thrown out of the league.
So can we get rid of the Redskins? Because they lost to the Rams.
Yeah, you'd like that, but that's not going to happen. The Buffalo Bills at the Cleveland Browns. 1-1, 0-2, 10 a.m., CBS. The Browns are dogs at home. In the dog pound.
Fear the dog.
Fear the home
at
dog.
At home in the dog pound.
Fear the home dog in the dog pound.
I've got the Bills.
I've got the Bills as well. Look, friends, the Cleveland Browns. I heard the best case for the Browns that I heard was on SiriusXM NFL Radio, where basically it was the playing the Browns can't lose every game.
Yeah, they can.
That was the argument. And so, therefore, which game are they going to win? So it's got to be this one because you look at their schedule. And look, for Browns Nation, you damn well better win this one because it don't get any easier.
Well, you know what?
And the Browns fans say, look, we went to the wire with two really good teams.
They have. And I may.
Two really good teams? Cleveland and Philadelphia, two really good teams.
Well, Cincinnati no better. And Philadelphia.
I meant to say that. Cleveland. I meant to say Cincinnati, the other Ohio team. Yeah. Cincinnati and Philadelphia, two really good teams. We'll know a lot better this week if Philadelphia is a really good team and Cincinnati's an okay team. We'll know much. I can't. The thing I need about week three is because then I feel like there'll be order what do you call it? Not order with the force. How do you say it? There's been a disturbance in the force, but there'll be some structure to the force.
Okay. Well, here, let me throw some chaos at you.
Chaos.
Over the last several years, the Browns have won 3 of the last 4 against Buffalo. And their only loss was a 13-6 loss.
So you're taking the under, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I do
the
like the under.
The over-under is 44.
I do like the under
now,
in this
you know
game.
The Bills can score 44 on their own, but not against this defense, probably.
This defense is pretty stout.
Probably.
No, it's
we'll
pretty stout.
We'll know a lot better after this game. Look, the powerful rankings, I appreciate the comments and everything that people have made. Do go out, have a gander. Throw a rock at me. I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I've grown a lot.
Okay.
But I don't think the Browns are worth a damn as a franchise. And I think that a lot of what you saw, the reason I struggle with the Eagles being a good team, even though they're 2-0, is because, look, whom did they beat?
They've turned the ball over tremendously.
They have.
I will stick with my pick of the Bills.
For now.
But, you know, as I did last week.
All hosts reserve the right to change transactions until it is legal, and all transactions will be communicated changes via Facebook and Twitter. And if you aren't following us, don't be dumb. Follow us.
Don't be dumb. Okay. That's something to tell our listeners. That's
I'm just – I'm telling not to be dumb. Who wants to be dumb, Steven, really?
Nobody.
Except me.
All right. Well, you know what? I will hand it to the Browns. Brandon Whedon and Trenton Richardson look tremendously a ton better than they did in week one in their loss.
I would agree with that completely.
Whedon threw for over 300. Richardson went for over 100.
I was the guy praising him before the season began that he was a great move for Cleveland.
So, although I've got the Bills, I do have some reservations because I think the Cleveland Browns took a step forward last week. They didn't fall apart.
The Oh, Cleveland Browns. I think both teams took step forwards last week.
Of course the Bills took step forward. But
they needed to.
Unlike the Bills, who had what I believe is a very weak Kansas City Chiefs defense. Remember, they've allowed 40 points in back-to-back weeks.
Right.
All right.
Time to move on.
Cleveland Browns have done it against some pretty good defenses.
Here's what I got to say about the Bills, though. I think there's a lot of people in Buffalo that are curious about Ryan Fitzpatrick if he's playing take the money and run. And I think
take the money and run.
Look, the beeper beep. That means don't go extra. I was just getting my final thought
Final thought.
And people wanted to know that Ryan Fitzpatrick has his whole heart. And seeing him run the ball as he did and putting his body in danger.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Dallas
Watch
Cowboys.
Watch Scott Chandler this week. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Dallas Cowboys. I got so much more to say about these teams.
Well, here's the thing. I think that Dallas, you know, that's another team that got embarrassed.
Dallas got embarrassed. Huge.
And got humiliated.
But you know
and
what?
So
no
I
one
think,
saw it because it was in Seattle.
Ouch.
It's true.
And so I think that because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are coming with that late chippiness against the Giants, that the Cowboys are saying, all right, here comes another team that's going to try and take it to us and be more physical.
Absolutely.
If we don't get our physicality up and start knocking some heads, we're going to lose this game too.
You're right, Steven. The Cowboys appeared to have addressed the secondary deficiencies this season.
Yes.
They appear that they pushed the right buttons. Claiborne and
Carr.
Silva, Claiborne and Carr.
Yeah.
This is like, okay, secondary's fine. Now what you've got to do is fix the up front.
Well, there's injuries there.
I know Ratliff. Steven, I can name your whole 32.
I don't know if you could. 53, you mean?
No, I can name 32 is what I meant. I meant
what I said. 32 are those?
Guys.
Okay.
There's no girls because I can't name the girls. So they're giving up 132 yards a game on the ground. Now, if this is not the recipe for not getting the ball when you need to and for little Dougie Martin to go and tear you a new one, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I just looked at the offensive comparisons between these two teams. And the Cowboys nearly have 100 more yards of total offense per game than Tampa Bay.
Correct.
Offensively, I don't think the Bucs will be able to match for the Cowboys. If it gets to a shootout and Tony Romo and the Cowboys start slinging it around like they have known to do against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the last several years, it's not going to be a match that Josh Freeman and the Bucs won't be able to match.
We're going on 17 years right now since the Bucs have lost 10 games on the road in a row. And that's what this would be. And right now they're being outscored on the road by an average of 20 points a game.
Wow.
Now, those are some numbers that you really do want to think about, which is why no matter what, you want to take the Cowboys. You want to give the point, 7.5.
The Cowboys have won the last five in a row against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sure.
I don't see how that changes.
Neither do I, but they are desperate to change this, and I insist Josh Freeman is a good quarterback. I insist. And they have the tools in place, and I like Dougie Martin. I think he's terrific. The fact that
I don't think he would like it if you called him Dougie. Just call him Doug.
Oh, Dougie from The Hangover. And look, they've got the fact that LeGarrette Blount, who I think is also a good runner, does not have a role on this team.
No.
When you're leaving good offensive weapons on the sidelines, that tells you that your team ain't bad. And this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team, I don't remember for my powerful rankings.
Well,
if they're
I would
mossy.
Love for you to take them.
I can't, Steven. Right. Well, I would like to, though.
We both have Dallas. Moving on. The Detroit Lions travel to Nashville to face the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, Steven, this is not a difficult game to pick. The Lions win comfortably here. They're favored by 3.5. The Titans are 0-2, and oh my, Steven's got that little shoot-eating grin on his face.
Shoot-eating grin?
Smugness about you.
Well, no,
I'm thinking about
how awful Chris Johnson has been for the Tennessee Titans.
Chris Johnson has been worse than awful. You need to find a new word.
Okay, horrendous.
Yeah. Tennessee, I have now
atrocious.
Ranked at 31 in my powerful rankings.
Yes.
31. Titanically bad is what I called them this week.
Yes. Get it? Titans. Titanic.
Oh, Titanic. God, I should have written that. That's nearly funny. And the Lions, I've got, look, where's Detroit? They're a top 10 team.
You know, thinking like the Titanic might have, you know, worked also.
I just like titanically bad. I think I'll stick with what I wrote. Thank
you. But titanically isn't a word. It's your word that you make
it's
up.
It's a new adjective.
And you like to make up words.
I like making up words.
And that's
it's
great.
It's the adjective form of Titanic.
Hey, it's your powerful rankings,
and
man.
Does Titanic have any positive connotations for anyone?
No.
Okay, so titanically is a word that I could
make
up.
Except if you think of size. Remember, it's sheer size. It was a magnificent ship.
Yeah, most people
for
think
its size.
Most people think of sinking. They don't think of how big it was. They think of a lot of people dying. So anyways, I have got
I think of a lot of people. That is, I don't think of a lot of people dying.
There was room on that piece of wood for both.
No. I actually have looked
it
at
it is
some,
smaller than people exaggerate, isn't it? Okay.
And the thing is, had he tried to get on,
Leonardo DiCaprio,
it would have flipped, and they would have he would have capsized her, and they
Kate
both
Winslet
would have been on the water.
Died.
They
and
both would have died.
I can't have Kate Winslet dying.
No,
I can't. Leonardo, die. Fine. Yeah. Okay.
Not after she got naked in that movie. And
she didn't get naked.
She
got posed.
Okay.
She posed.
She posed naked.
And there's a really naughty joke I wanted to make there about posing. And I didn't – but I chose not to, Steven. I didn't go there, okay? This is a family
Look,
show.
31-15, 34-21, the final two – oh, no, this not, that's – I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking
I
about there.
Know
the Detroit Lions favored by 3.5 at Tennessee, Steven. Detroit's in my top 10. Titans are at the bottom. I don't like to take road teams, but this is one of those cases that you take the road team. Yeah.
Why would you take the road team?
Because they're in my top 10, and the Titans are second to last.
My only problem is that the Titans have won the last three games against the Lions.
How often do they play?
Every few years. Their last,
every few years. You're
their,
talking,
last, their last meeting was in 08. So.
You're talking about an AFC-NFC kind of game where they play each other every few years. That doesn't mean, was Matt Stafford there then? Was Megatron there? Yeah, Megatron was probably there.
No, there was no Megatron.
There's nobody from those days. We're talking before the 0-16 Lions.
This was Megatron was there. Kevin Johnson.
That's what
was,
I think. He's been there a long time.
Yes, Kevin Johnson was there.
But it's like that's it. That's the only piece from this. And they, it's not like you're thinking, wow, you know, I'm going down to Tennessee,
over the last
and
of years,
those
right.
those wounds run deep.
I've got the Lions.
Of course
Leave me
you
alone.
Do. Thank you.
Of course you do. All right. We both have Detroit. Are we going to disagree? How are you going to pick a game for the challenge game if we don't disagree, John?
LP Field in Nashville will be rolling. And
the
I
Jacksonville
like it. Jaguars
travel to Indianapolis to face the Colts.
One of the more interesting matchups of the day, if you ask me. 0-2 Jags, 1-1 Colts. I don't know. Talk to me, Steven.
Well, I was leaning towards the Jacksonville Jaguars for a little while.
How long?
A lot longer than that 0.63 seconds.
You.
It took a while for me to flop over to Indianapolis.
It's in the oil can, dude.
It is in the oil can, but the thing is that Jacksonville just knows how to play against Indy.
They do.
They swept them last year. And those games weren't pretty. And you know, the Colts are a completely different team from the last
year. I was going to ask you, aside from Dwight Freeney and Reggie Wayne, name a guy who remains from this team that has been dominated, and I'm talking about the Colts, that has been dominated by the Jags for so many years. They still haven't won. They just play him hard. They play him close. Now we've got a completely new coaching staff, completely new team, with the exception of the few guys I mentioned. I've got Jacksonville in the mossy color in my powerful rankings, and just above them a few spots out of the moss is Indianapolis. And you know I'm more high on Andrew Luck than you, which makes this pick that much more difficult for you. I obviously am going to go with Andrew Luck at home. I have to.
Okay.
Now, the question is more to you, Steven, where the Colts are only favored by the home field advantage 3.
Yes.
People have got this as a pick, and they're not too far
neutral
off.
Neutral field, it's a pick 'em, and in Jacksonville, Jacksonville's favored by 3.
Exactly.
So,
and by the way, I would take Jacksonville if this were in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
But it's in an oil can. It's inside the dome. I didn't know that was a retractable roof. Did you know that?
I did.
I did not know that. When I saw last week's game and I saw sunshine, I went, hey!
MJD runs the ball well in Indianapolis.
You know why? I've got to interrupt you one more time. Peyton Manning was there before, so almost all his games were always in primetime. Yeah. So you wouldn't necessarily see sunshine Peyton Manning played there. That's why I didn't know that. Interesting. Go ahead.
I'm just saying MJD's running the ball pretty well. He's averaging 4.4 yards per carry right now.
That's outstanding.
And he does a great job whenever he plays the Colts.
And he
blocks. They don't know how to stop him.
How many guys like him are willing to block?
And so I'm taking Indianapolis from now.
Oh.
I've got them. Look, I'm just going off my sheet, and I've got the Colts. But I'm going to pay a little bit closer attention to this one.
You're going to be monitoring who's starting, who's practicing.
Yes, absolutely.
And things like that.
Heading down to Miami.
Where, do we have to? I hate Miami. And not the team. It's the city. It's too humid,
the
okay?
The Miami Dolphins play host to the New York Jets.
Now, they moved up several places from 32 to 28.
Yeah.
In my powerful rankings.
You like them.
Yeah. I just figured they probably are better than Kansas City, Oakland, Tennessee, and Cleveland.
Well,
If
oh my.
Reggie Bush can continue, not do what he did last week, just provide any semblance of a balanced offensive attack for the young Ryan Tannehill, if, then this team could be relevant.
Well, my only concern is that the Jets are allowing about 130 yards rushing per game.
And that's Reggie Bush time, friends.
Unlike the Raiders, the Jets will provide pressure on Tannehill.
Mm.
The Raiders, I don't think the Raiders touched him, quite frankly. I like the Jets in this one. I've got the Jets. I think they bounce back from a pretty miserable performance against the Steelers. They were on the road. This is a team that they know very well. Hey, they're favorite by 2.5 on the road.
So yeah, they play every time. I mean, twice a year. Everybody knows that. And look, they're at Sun Life Stadium in humid Miami, Florida. The weather is supposed to be warm again. Actually, a chance of thunderstorms to be there in the forecast here. I got to reference my powerful rankings because this one's such a contest.
Do you think Jeff Ireland will cuss out another fan?
I hope so. It makes for good storytelling later on.
How do you do that? You are the general manager of a football team. Even if you don't like what the fan said, even if he said something nasty about you to your face.
Yeah.
You're the general manager of a professional football team. You say, all right, and you leave. And then behind closed doors, you can curse the dude out all you want.
Go kick a trash can.
You don't do it to his face.
Go punch a drywall and make sure you know where the metal beams are. Now, yes, and but so I want to say this to all the Josh Morgan detractors. I had my piece on the punk. I'm not even going to refer to his name on the punk. We've had owners flip the double bird.
Yes.
We've had GMs cuss out fans.
Yes.
How much do we really expect of players? Just want to say that for Josh Morgan, who just threw a football at a guy that was pissing him off. Yeah. What do we really expect out of players?
He didn't just piss him off. You know how you drag someone from the face mask?
That's what
he did. That's
just
what
saying.
Your best friend did to
My
Josh
best
Morgan.
Friend? My best friend? Cortland, shut your pie hole, Finnegan.
I have to read.
There once was a man named Cortland Finnegan.
I have to read this tweet.
He's a big fat again.
That we got yesterday.
Yeah, because I don't get him sometimes. I don't look at Twitter. I tweet occasionally, but I don't actually look at Twitter.
I'm trying to get
I'm up
the name
to 300
the...
followers, Steven.
That's awesome.
Just because of TalkSport Radio, and I don't do anything, and I feel really guilty.
Basically, I'm not going to be able to find it in such short time. But
I got TweetDeck right
basically,
here.
I've got it open, too.
No, well, then I'm going to close mine.
You're such a boob.
Plus, every time I open it, there's a new version of something that wants to... if TweetDeck really hacks me off.
Really?
Okay, I'm going to tell you why I am taking...
Here it is. It's from Mark, also known as The Boy Seggy, on Twitter. He says, yet another epic podcast, guys, but can you clarify something for me, please? What does Jeff really think of Courtland Finnegan?
I hate him!
There you go. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. So we both have the Jets? Jeffrey's really thinking.
I am pondering with every ounce of ponderingness that I have because everybody knows that going on the road to Miami is difficult.
Yes.
Although Miami has not taken advantage of, and the binger the bing, therefore Jets. I'm just, you know, when the binger bings, right, it's Jets. More powerful than me.
All right.
So I've got the Jets on the I don't like taking teams that aren't dominant on the road.
We haven't done that yet this season. I want to bring it back real quick.
This I guarantee.
Ooh, I like that.
Reggie Bush does not run for over 100 yards on the Jets.
Oh, this I guarantee he does.
Huh?
I guarantee he does.
Well, then we disagree.
20. Oh, dang. You're going to London with your family. Yes. You don't have a dime to
I'm
gamble with.
I'm bringing my entire family
Steven,
over
to
London.
Steven, that's no fun if I can't gamble with you. This not shiny quarter.
Cool.
This dull quarter.
I could bet a quarter.
Do you have a quarter?
As a matter of fact, I've got a quarter in my pocket right now.
That not shiny corner is going to stay right there.
I'm glad I didn't take it from your desk. I almost took it.
I'm glad I didn't take it from your desk. No, your quarter stays on your side of the ISDN box.
Okay. So,
okay. And whoever wins.
All right. Do you
Reggie
have any
Bush,
more quarters? Because I got one more.
I have a nickel, and my nickel's really shiny.
No, come
it's
on.
One of the
you
new
got
ones.
Quarter.
I don't.
All right, I'll spot you another. Here's 20 cents to go with your quarter. For another one. We'll maybe have another guarantee here in a little bit. All right, so.
We're betting quarters.
Can we
get Steven a real job, please? Lord have mercy, I want to bet real cash. And I want to thank my wife for having a real job.
There you go.
God bless her. She's jogging right. Now. I can't stop her.
I know. You know
I
what?
I can't stop her.
I want to. Can I go with her? Does she go, like run really fast? Is her jog fast or is it like a?
She's not a sprinter.
Or is it a power walk?
No, she's not. She's jogging. She's not walking.
She's jogging. Yeah. All right. Well, Didi, if you're listening,
my daughter ran from school to the Rose Bowl and back yesterday.
Really?
Wow, yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Didi, if you ever want to go walking around the Rose Bowl with me, I could use a partner.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Let's not buy our house, though. See, like, where it is for you.
Yeah.
Let's not buy our house. Didi walks around her house. She gets up at 6 a.m., takes the girl to morning workouts for soccer practice, uh-huh. Comes back, works out, then goes to work.
Can you pump me up the air? I know you get cold, but
well, dude, what did I wear today? Jeans, shoes, and a long-sleeve shirt.
Therefore, pump
I'm
it up.
I'm so ready for this.
All right. We'll move on. The Minnesota Vikings play host to the undefeated, most powerful, only team in the gold bracket, San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, rocket scientist is needed here.
Really?
Steve, well, yeah, who you should take.
Minnesota's at home.
Oh, God, no.
The Niners are only favored by 7.
That's a touchdown. That's a lot of points for a road team. To get on the road. Look, the 49ers will do everything possible and probable and beat down the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm a little afraid of the Niners. I'll tell you how afraid I am. I don't even want to send Bob an email because I want to go to a game.
We should be at a lot of games, but what, are you afraid that we're going to be lost in the the brouhaha?
Everybody loves
the bandwagon.
Everybody's back
the bandwagon's
on the Niners
full.
Now. Yeah, and I don't know.
And there's not going to be room for us?
I don't know if there'll be room
for
us.
Last time we were at the game, were we in the crappy part of the press box that's always in the sun, or were we more towards the middle?
We were more towards the middle.
Thank you, Steven. I think we've grown an inch or two in his eyes.
Have we?
Well, we shouldn't use height metaphors with Bob.
That's right.
What?
I like the guy. Anyways.
I like the guy a lot, but we do need to reach out and not lose our place.
We don't.
Even in the bright, sunny part of the press box,
yes,
it's always 90
absolutely.
Million degrees.
We're
seated on high chairs behind the Japanese press.
Yeah. Can we do kind of like one of those turnarounds where we drive up there and do the game and then just drive back?
My car is humming. I love driving my car. I'm looking to put 300,000 miles on my car this year.
Okay. All right.
So,
I just didn't know how our finances were as a company.
Finances
if
blow.
We could do that. Okay.
So
we probably can't do that.
We can drive up and drive back.
Okay. We just can't stay.
We can pay for the gas, and that's it.
We can pay for the gas to go up.
And if we can, I'll handle it.
All right.
But that's it.
Okay.
49ers, Vikings. Steve, say something nice about the Vikings.
I like Christian Ponder a lot. I really like what he's doing. And did you know that of all the quarterbacks in the league, he is the most accurate right now after two games.
Okay.
His completion percentage is better than anybody.
He just wishes he had guys to throw to.
Now, as far as his completion percentage, which is about 75% completion rate right now, you know, he has to start throwing the ball down the field.
Right.
Of his 62 attempts, only three of them have gone past 20 yards.
The dink and dunks.
Yeah, he's got a lot of those.
And he hasn't, 40, you know, I thought
40 of them are under 9 yards or less.
Was I the only one who thought that Kyle Rudolph was going to have some monster season?
No, I like Kyle Rudolph. And he's having a decent
season.
Yeah, but
I thought with all the dink and dunk that was going to go on.
For somebody that you don't know of or not a lot of people have heard of,
yeah,
he's having a decent season.
He's the tight end, by the way, for those who don't know, for the Miami, the Michigan, the Minnesota Vikings.
Coaching staff there, help me out.
Leslie Frazier.
Frazier.
Wow. What a pull.
Yeah, that was a good pull. If Frazier can do me a favor and maybe start trusting his guy to throw the ball past 10 yards
he doesn't,
a little bit more.
Well, stretch the field early with Adrian Peterson. Get Adrian the ball early.
Leslie Frazier has got to say, look, I've got a guy. He's very accurate right now, yes, but he's not throwing the ball far.
He's great.
40 of his 62 passes have been under 9 yards.
Young guys always use their checkdowns.
I got to start throwing it.
Look,
I don't think he's throwing checkdowns. If you look at these passes, he's throwing passes to Percy Harvin coming out of the backfield that are 2 yards. That's the design play. That's not the checkdown.
You think that's the design play?
That is
usually
the design play.
What happens with young quarterbacks is that their route tree loses most of its branches, and it's, here's my primary. Oh, damn, he's covered. Check it down.
Yeah, no.
That's how it usually works.
These routes for the Minnesota Vikings are guys, including Percy Harvin.
That's number one.
Harvin coming out of the backfield.
Well, funny thing is, he's always going to be open because he's in the backfield.
Yes, he's starting out in the backfield. So that's all the time we've got for this game.
San Francisco is my eliminator of the week.
Steven
doesn't want to go there with the road team.
You want to save him? I wanted to save them, but
it's a tough week in eliminator. Everyone knows that. With 3.3% of the people taking the Vikings in ESPN play, that tells you how much San Francisco is actually favored by.
All right, we both have the Niners. I'm not sure I'm making them my eliminator.
You're going to take the Bears at home?
The Kansas City Chiefs travel to New Orleans.
You're going to take the Saints host of the Chiefs?
I'm considering it.
That's where people are going.
I'm not taking the Saints anywhere else later on.
Right.
I might as well
take them
here.
Steven plays eliminator, and by the way, he failed to invite me this year for the second time ever, and that hurts a lot because that was one of the big thrills of my life. But anyways, in Steven's big money eliminator, and this is big money eliminator, you get two entries. You can get by two entries.
I got to week 13 last year.
And you've got to go through the playoffs, though, if needed.
Yeah.
So you have to account for teams that'll be there. If there's still teams left, if you're still playing and you've used the teams in the playoffs and it's a playoff week, you're out. Congratulations. Yeah. That's harsh.
Yeah, it is.
And because most eliminator pools are 50, 60, 100, 200 guys, it's over by week 10. But this is thousands of people playing.
Are you ready for this?
What?
22,000 people started playing.
I wanted to be one of them. Okay.
We're down to 8,000.
Wow. And that was New England.
Patriots said,
"Wapa!"
And I'm so happy because I still have both of mine. I took Cincinnati for one and San Diego in the other, and I got both of them last week.
There you go.
Very happy I'm still alive.
Very happy that you are,
with
too.
With two picks.
We're talking about the Chiefs and the Saints,
and
Steven.
The Chiefs.
I've 0-2 versus 0-2. It's a stink fest. It really is. It's such a stink
fest. Stinky popo.
The Saints.
If we broke them out, this would be nap game.
Oh, my, yes, this would be a nap game, which begin next week, week 4, with the byes. We also start to rank the games.
Yes. Okay,
and the
byes
start early this week.
Kansas City here, giving up a whole heck of a lot of points.
Yeah.
Defense not looking very good. And offense, not looking very good either.
I'm going to disagree that the offense doesn't look good. They don't look good. They don't look strong, but they don't look bad. They're mediocre.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs are the best 0-2 team we have.
I
haven't even looked at my powerful rankings.
Strongly
disagree. Okay, I've got Minnesota as well, but actually, I've got Jacksonville as the best.
Well, if you've
team.
Got the Chiefs as the best 0-2 team, then you've got them better than the Saints. You're taking Kansas City in this one.
No, the Saints actually are 19th and not in the ugly color. But I do you like the cumulative weight of the Gulf of Mexico is on Drew Brees' shoulders?
That was fun.
4.7 pounds times 65 quadrillion gallons.
So 4.7 pounds is the weight of 1 gallon.
1 gallon of water.
That's actually low.
No, it's 4.7.
It's
5 gallons?
It's closer to 8 pounds.
A gallon of water. Don't make me look this up. Because I will right now. You talk. gallon. Right,
well, the New Orleans Saints are 0-2. They're going back home. They cannot afford to go to 0-3. I want to give you a quick stat, Jeffrey.
Wow, it's 8.3 pounds.
Yeah, don't ever disagree with me ever again.
Don't.
Okay.
Oh my God. Just brought out the smoker's cough. Oh, my God.
Didn't I say gallons? And you started laughing. I'm gonna tell you why. Because about 6 months ago when we got our fish tanks, I had to learn how much a gallon was because of
my
where
dad
I was
taught me, and apparently I've forgotten. But I got the 0.7. I thought it was 4.7. It was 8.7. I had the 0.7.
All right, Jeff. So here's the deal.
You know what? That puts that much more weight on Drew Brees' shoulders.
just
damn.
More. It's just that much more.
Uh-oh. There's
the
sound.
Time already. But here, just I want to make this point against about the Saints. Here's Jeff. If you're 0-2, only 12.7%, 12.8% of teams make the playoffs. Starting 0-2.
Yep.
If you go 0-3, that goes down to
2.9. 2.9%.
2.9%. Almost 3%. That's like you give me 97 cents, and I'll give you 3 pennies.
Well, we were already betting quarters, so I'm not sure why it matters. But the point is taken, Stephen.
I guarantee.
Another guarantee.
Drew Brees will go over 350 yards passing, and the Saints win comfortably.
Well, they're favored by 9. An 0-2 team is favored by 9.
You don't want to take that quarter bet.
Well, what I was thinking is this might have been my dumbest wager line of the day. Is if you could give 9 points to the Chiefs.
Take the Chiefs?
I don't know about – we need to declare our most dumbest wager line. But and you should open your document far enough to see the lines.
Yes.
Because think about that as we're going.
We will.
Because the 49ers are favored by 7 on the road at Minnesota. That's interesting to me, but I don't touch that one. So it's tough.
Because I do have my dumbest wager line. It is coming up.
It's coming up. Okay. Well, I'll see
and
if
by
I
the
agree.
Way, I'm 2-0 this season.
We.
Okay, we.
Damn.
All right.
I.
Sorry.
There is no I in team.
Well, I'm the one. I give them. You know, and you usually agree.
I actually declare. I suggest them frequently, like okay. I just did here.
Okay.
I'm usually the first guy off the pot.
All right.
And then you're the guy who comes in and assures that it's going to be okay.
I see. Well, I don't like this one.
Your teeth are looking whiter.
I'm working. I'm working to, you know, do more TV and stuff.
You look fabulous.
You never know. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He doesn't know what to do with that. At all. Cincinnati Bengals at the Washington.
Wait,
we both
have
the Saints,
Saints
okay. But whether they cover,
yeah, we
got to
move because we've spent way
Cincinnati
too much time
Bengals
on that.
At the Washington Redskins. Another 1-1 versus 1-1. Last morning game on CBS here in the States, 10 a.m. here in the Pacific time zone. 3.5-point favorites are the Redskins. Stephen, what are the Redskins? I've got them and the Bengals right next to each other in the power rankings, 15 and 17.
I don't know what these two teams are.
I don't either.
Yet.
Okay, I'm taking the Bengals. I just want to be out in front of this one because I'm taking a dog.
All I know is for you, you may not have anything to pick. We're not disagreeing
I'm
on
taking,
anything.
I just want to be clear that I'm never baiting or anything.
Yeah, right.
I'm taking the Bengals mostly because of the horrible injuries to Brian Arakpo and to, more importantly,
Carricker.
Yeah.
Carricker, I can't even say
that. Carricker.
Yeah.
Brian Carricker. I'm very, very concerned about these injuries for the Washington side. I just don't look. I think RG3 is all that in a bag of chips. I love him.
I do too.
That's not the point.
You know, he came to me and said,
say my name.
And I said, Robert Griffin III,
yeah.
RG3. I like it a lot, Jeff. But here's the deal. I still don't trust Mike Shanahan.
Oh, I think Shanny's doing a great job.
No, I think that he let that game against the Rams get away from him.
Hmm.
That was their game in the bag. And how do you not do something to stop Amendola?
Yeah, Amendola is not the most gifted athlete in the world at all.
He works hard. I like his dedication and his
passion. Sam Bradford and he have a special relationship, okay?
You still don't do something. I don't like what Shanahan is doing. I think Marvin Lewis will outcoach him in this game, and I like Cincinnati.
Okay, well, you know, just a reminder that the Cincinnati club was a playoff club. Most recently, and Washington hasn't sniffed the playoffs in a long time.
I think what we saw was, you know, Cincinnati came out opening week. They went to Baltimore, got spanked, and everybody's getting spanked in Baltimore right now. So everybody started saying, so maybe Cincinnati's not that good. Well, you know what?
Then why isn't this the most dumbest wager line of the day if we both like the team that's getting points? Riddle me that, Batman.
Because there is a favorite, a slight favorite coming up on the road.
So you would make this a secondary possible dumbest wager line?
Yes.
Okay, just note that for those who can gamble legally.
Yes, I will be taking, if I can get my friend in a certain place.
Geographic region that is Las
in
Vegas?
Nevada, yes. This will be on my card. I will take the Bengals and the points.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals and the points here, too. And I'm going to make it one of my locks of the day for Jeff.
All right.
And now, hit bang a Steven into the afternoon affairs.
Afternoon football!
We've got four games in the afternoon. The earlier ones on Fox.
The first 2-0 versus 2-0. Philadelphia Eagles, come out to the desert. Arizona Cardinals, what you see, what you like.
What I see, what I like. I like the Arizona Cardinals at home. I think their defense is stout and is to be contended with. I don't like giving them a lot of love, but the fact is they are 2-0. And you don't get to 2-0. Yeah, I wrote in my notes that you still suck. That was me just trying to be more playful and obnoxious. But the Philadelphia Eagles, Steven, I think that they should be a good team. I like what I wrote in my powerful rankings. Only team in NFL history with the wit to win the first two games by 1 point. What does that mean? I have no idea.
Well, it means that you're
scrappy.
You've been good enough to overcome your mistakes because
have they had mistakes?
A ton of mistakes. The fact that they were able to overcome their mistakes against the Cleveland Browns, I was like, the Cleveland Browns. The fact they were able to do it against the Baltimore Ravens, that showed me a little bit about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles favored by 3.5.
I wouldn't touch this line at all.
Just so you know, when I had this game in my official Jeff's prognostication of the wager line,
yes,
I had it as a pick.
Huh?
And then lo and behold, they decided that no, the Eagles were actually going to be favored in this one.
Yeah.
By 3.5. That surprised me.
That is a lot of points to give on the road, especially we don't know much. I think that both of the defenses are evenly matched.
Yes.
The problem, and D'Amico Ryans. What a move by bringing in D'Amico Ryans in for Philadelphia. He's been pretty awesome. I saw the game tape for him, and he just off the charts.
Blowing the doors off.
But it comes down to the offenses, Jeffrey. If you've got two teams where the defenses are similar and are playing
Eagles.
Pretty good, you got to go to the offense.
You're taking the Eagles.
And because of that, I've got
Eagles should have a lot better offense
the Eagles,
than the Cardinals.
Who are Vic, Macklin, DeSean Jackson, Brent Celek, and a guy named LeSean McCoy. And you've got the Arizona Cardinals offense with
Larry Fitzgerald.
Cobb and Fitzgerald, who is not getting the ball. He got one pass last week.
No, it's and then Beanie Wells with a big whopping 21 carries for 58 yards.
I'm taking the Eagles, and I will be very scared if they continue to make the mistakes. If they make the mistakes that they've been made in the first two games, they will not go into Arizona and win.
I don't like that this becomes the default challenge game right now. That really makes me quite nervous.
Well, that's all we've
differed on.
That's the first game we disagree on. Shall we move
to Tennessee on a lake?
No. The San Diego Chargers, the next 2-0 versus 2-0 team. Chargers hosting the Atlanta Falcons fresh off their Monday night win
over the Broncos.
By the way, the doubleheader is on CBS this week, which means these last two games, Eagles, Cardinals, Falcons, Chargers, will not be seen. Unless you're in those local markets. That's why it's the 25 start, Stephen. The 125 start is for the doubleheader. Stop making that sound.
CBS had the
doubleheader last week?
Last week.
I don't know. Well, maybe they gave, because we're in L.A., they were obligated to show us
we're getting Chargers.
The Chargers.
Yeah, we get
so
Chargers.
So we will get it here in the L.A. market. We will get Falcons, Chargers, thank goodness. I'm going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings watching every freaking game. And I'm going to be with my son and bring a tear to my eye.
He texted me and asked
did he?
I want to go.
Oh, he wants his Uncle Steve in there with him. Don't make the pouty lip. It's going to be Nick and Jordan and I, and we're going to be tearing
Falcons
up
at
Buffalo
Chargers.
Wild Wings.
What do you see?
Falcons at Chargers. Oh, boy. I got the Falcons winning or going to the Super Bowl.
It's good.
I do.
You're going to say that every week? Well, every week when you go to pick the Falcons, you're going to be like, well, I've got the Falcons winning and going to the Super Bowl.
Look, the Falcons are a much better team than the Chargers.
Are they winning the Super Bowl or just going to the Super
They're
Bowl?
Losing to the Baltimore
to the
Ravens.
Ravens. Okay.
But right now, if it be the 49ers, nobody's touching them.
Yeah.
But that being said, the Atlanta Falcons are a much, much better team than the San Diego Chargers.
Well, you'll be happy then because
Yay!
You have another game. I've got San Diego.
Steven's got the Chargers. I'm happy.
Short week. You're coming all the way across country to the West Coast. Chargers got a little rejuvenation, a little confidence in them, putting up 38 points on Tennessee. And I think, man, I like Phillip Rivers.
Well, look.
Whatever happened to Phillip Rivers last season, that is long gone and forgotten.
Do you think that he's going to continue to make Dante Rosario Mr. Sexy?
He'll
or is
make
that over
whoever
with?
Goes out for
well,
passes.
Of course, but I'm just asking you a question specifically about Dante Rosario, not about Phillip Rivers. Phillip can make anyone a rock star.
I think Rosario...
Is he a one-hit wonder?
No, he was fortunate that he exploited the a weak Tennessee secondary.
Yeah.
They didn't have linebackers.
Is Antonio Gates expected back this week?
He wasn't practicing.
See,
yesterday.
Part of the thing is just I don't trust that... That you're running back, you're going to have Ryan Matthews back for a half till he gets hurt again. I just call him as I see him.
Yeah.
If someone is so fragile that it's in all caps,
I don't recall him being Italian. I actually met him when I was at camp.
I've met him twice, Stephen, and he is Italian. He is a darker Italian than you usually see, Stephen. But there are all Italian right. immigrants from North Africa.
We
okay?
both have. Oh, no, we actually don't. You've got Atlanta, I've got San Diego.
And it's the challenge game.
Jeff's making it the challenge game right there, right off the bat.
Just declared it. I couldn't be happier about it. Mostly because it won't have to be the Eagles-Cardinals.
Yeah, I could take Atlanta and then force you to make it Eagles-Cardinals.
You could, but that'd be mean, and that's not what you really feel.
Yeah, I know.
That goes against the spirit of the game of challenge. Just because you got humiliated last year.
I did have.
And you are the smartest man alive this week.
And you can't be having Mike Graham and Ollie Hunter and all the producers over at TalkSport give you ideas of what you're going to make me do in London.
I did not ask them for suggestions. I asked them if I could give my Twitter handle to have people give suggestions.
Oh, okay.
And they said, sure. So I didn't ask them. And their suggestions were dumb.
No, Ollie's was... You having me do something at Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, he wanted you to crawl up under the lion in Trafalgar Square, one of the lions.
And start singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
No!
Apparently, he knows you better than I do. Okay, apparently the most recent idea that I've been working on, I will replace with that one because I thought this one, mine was way better.
It's the way he said
it. And he agreed.
At the top of my lungs, on top of the lion, right smack dab in the middle of Trafalgar Square, start singing the Star Spangled Banner.
I think in deference to my country, I'd rather have you sing God Bless America. And I think it's more obnoxious anyways.
Okay.
Especially in these political
times.
Can you
please reach out to Officer Chris? I don't want to get arrested and spend the night in the tube.
We will have people in place to whisk you away. Mike the cabbie's already been employed, and he's not going to run from the police.
Right.
But if he gets a head start, so be it.
All right. There's the thing.
I can't hear anything. Oh, wow. That just sounds too much like a phone ring. It needs to be a different sound.
All right, I'll make it a different sound.
Glass breaking
later.
Or something. The Texans at the Broncos. Texans 2-0. Denver Broncos, we all remember what happened on Monday Night Football. Broncos 2.5-point dogs at home in Mile High. Tough game. Tough, tough game.
It is a tough game to pick. And I'm going to go first on this one. I think that, one, the Texans, the team that I have in the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
although they've won 2-0
mm-hmm.
quite comfortably,
mm-hmm.
they've not been impressive.
No, Steven, they haven't been sexy. You know why they haven't been sexy? And by the way, I want to thank Matt Schaub for personally kicking my butt in fantasy football. Because when you, when you've got Ben Tate and Arian Foster, the new two-headed monster running the ball with such great success, guess what your quarterback does? He hands it off every freaking time.
Yeah.
And so where I own Owen Daniels, I should say own Owen Daniels, Matt Schaub, everywhere. Yeah. That's why I'm in 12th place in most leagues.
Don't yell at me.
Because I decided to wait till the sixth round to take my quarterback because I knew I could get Matt Schaub. But what I neglected to remember is this Houston team made the playoffs last year, and now they're a really good team, and they have a defense, which means your offense doesn't isn't chasing the whole game.
They don't have to.
Which
throw
means
the ball.
You can be pedestrian on offense.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Well, I think in this game, Peyton Manning doesn't have back-to-back ugly poo-poo games.
No.
And I think in this game, they're back home, crowd behind them. I think the Denver Broncos actually surprised
Peyton
Houston.
Manning mentioned that it was difficult playing on the road in his press conference.
It is supporting difficult.
It's difficult playing on the road. His honesty, he's the only guy who tells you the truth in the NFL.
Oh, there's a couple others.
But as far as guys that you could repeat what they say.
I like Denver this one. I never thought that Houston would go undefeated in the season.
Yeah.
They're going to lose a game.
Yes.
And I think this is the game that kind of, you know, they have to go on the road. They've been comfortable at home.
They got to go on the road now,
and I think it'll get to them. And I think Arian Foster, here's a quarter. Here, I'll make you a quarter. Arian Foster,
don't make
does,
me a quarter. I like being Jeff.
I will bet you a quarter.
Don't make me a quarter.
And go
this.
Here.
I guarantee.
Arian Foster does not gain 100 yards against the Denver Broncos.
But between him and Ben Tate, they do.
I'm not taking that bet.
Just because they have learned. They've gone to a more of a two-headed running back
system.
They've
had the two-headed running back system, and he's rushed for 100 yards.
I know, but this is against a Denver Broncos team that I think their defense is fantastic.
Defense is pretty good, yeah.
I love Denver's defense. That's the reason I'm taking Denver.
Take the quarter bet. It's a quarter bet. And I gave you 20 cents of it.
God, I feel like we're playing poker. I gave you a third of the bet, so take it. No, I'm not letting you take my
Who
money for no good reason. I'm taking the Broncos. And you're taking the Broncos too? Yeah, dude.
I'm going back to Atlanta and taking the Texans and then making you take this one. Be against me one time.
We're different twice. The Eagles, Cardinals, Falcons, Chargers. We're different twice, Steven. And that is pretty typical for us.
I'm Falcons. Once.
Wait, you flopped to the Falcons?
Yes.
You freaking flopped to the Falcons?
Yes.
You pussy.
Wait a minute.
Because you believe the Chargers are going to win.
I don't know that.
You believe it, though.
Maybe.
That's pussy. When you believe that a team is going to win, you make that your pick. I know you're desperate.
I'm not desperate.
And I respect desperate.
I said I was taking the Falcons, and then I went to the Chargers, and I ended with the Falcons. Is that a better one?
I like the dog barking. And I am changing. And mind you, you're never going to change again because I am now changing this. There's no highlights here. On this one, it's no longer blue, and I am.
What does blue have to do with anything?
You are a Cowboys fan, okay. So that's your color.
That's my color. Right now, I give you yellow.
Because I'm full of pee-pee?
No,
or
because
what?
It's different from green. Green are my picks, because that means good to go.
I make my picks in bold. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
so they just jump off the page.
I see. And then yellow means you differed with me on that one.
So Wow. So we only differ on the Eagles Cardinals. Fine. I'm still taking the Broncos. That's not changing anything. And the Eagles Cardinals may be the challenge game, and I will enjoy taking your shorts. That's fine.
All right. Well, let's get then to the final afternoon game. The Pittsburgh Steelers traveling all the way across the country to face the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders, 4-point dogs at home with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in. I don't give a rat's butt what you do. If you take the Raiders and give the points, you are a fool. As Bender, who likes to talk backwards, you are Reapus fool, super fool. Steven, go ahead. Tell me why somebody should take the Raiders.
Because they've beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers twice out of the last three games they've played,
okay,
including two in Oakland.
Right. And it sucks playing on baseball fields. I agree.
excuse me.
I love when the announcer says the shortstop just takes it out to second base.
I read from a guy who played in the league, secondary player, mostly special teams and stuff.
I read the article too, and I loved it. And we need to tweet it.
Yeah, I will tweet it out.
Especially because he's a Bleacher Report guy.
Yeah, he is a writer for Bleacher Report.
And he's a former player.
So when he talked about, I could never imagine getting raspberries,
missing skin,
losing skin
because you're playing in Oakland,
and you get tackled on that gravel. He said,
"Yeah,
it's not really dirt.
No,
it's more like gravel."
Yeah.
And then you're in the shower and you gotta be a man.
Shower, and you can't scream out like a girl and go, "Oh my God, this hurts."
Yeah, exactly.
So Steven, my son,
I've only had one raspberry in my life.
Yeah, I remember when you got it.
Yeah,
actually,
it was, we were playing
bizarre.
Softball.
We were playing softball.
That was the only time I ever got one.
No wonder you were such a baby about that. So my son, who you know is now at college, he played baseball all through high school. Every game he came home with these things. Yeah. And it's just part of the game is that you learn to pat them up and you wait till the next day generally to start to remove the dirt from the wound and things like that. It's nasty, but it's just part of the game. Okay. And baseball players are still wusses compared to football players. So I'll give you that.
I got Pittsburgh. I'm not taking it.
Are
you kidding? Oakland? I put Oakland on 0-16 watch. I literally, in the middle of watching that game between Miami last week, I didn't even wait for the game to be over, Jeff. I immediately just said, I am switching 0-16 that I was hanging around the Miami Dolphins, and I apologized to Miami. I said, I am sorry to you, and I moved it right smack dab over the Oakland Raiders.
That's funny, Steven, because you know what? The Oakland Raiders are just playing horrible. When Carson Palmer ran for a play, I was shocked that he cared that much. I really was shocked that he cared that much.
You're a little harsh on Carson. He's still in there trying to play hard.
He clearly that's my point, Steven, is that I hadn't given him enough credit.
Yeah.
But look, Darren McFadden, come on, dude.
Yeah, he is killing me everywhere. I banked half of my fantasy football on Darren McFadden.
If anyone doesn't care, maybe it's that guy. And we like Dennis Allen. We like Reggie McKenzie. We even like the lady.
All right.
But look, the Steelers, Amy Trask, the Steelers are going to go in there
Steelers
and roll.
Over Oakland. Moving on to Sunday Night Football.
Football Night in America on NBC. And the Patriots at Ravens. This is one heck of a ball game, friends. And I am taking the Ravens at home. They're favored by 3 points.
I'm shocked at how
similar our picks are since you changed yours. Yeah.
I've not changed any. I should change to the Texans right now, though, over the Broncos.
Yeah, it's your call, dude. I'd love that. I'd love me that.
No, not going to do it.
So, who do you got? Patriots, Ravens?
I've got the Ravens. I've got the Ravens at home. I think they are madder than a hornet that has been madder for all his life. I don't even know what that meant.
Madder than a castrated hornet. Let's just make up new phrases. Okay.
There you go. And that.
I don't know what that means.
How do you castrate a hornet?
Very small scalpel. Very small scalpel. Nurse, I need the hornet castrating snapple. Scalpel. I need a snapple.
At their perceived slight by the refs causing them the game against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
At the fact that they themselves allowed Mike Vick to score that touchdown at the end, they are just all 100% peeved at what happened last week. And I am sorry to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. They are going to get after Tom. They are going to smack him, and they're going to win the game.
Okay, your team has problems on the offensive side of the football when you go and lose Aaron Hernandez and have to bring in somebody off the streets. That would be Kellen Winslow.
That's right. They
and I love Kellen Winslow.
And
I
not
love
only that, they brought back Deion Branch.
That's my point. They brought back Deion Branch. So this
Are they getting ready to trade Wes Welker?
Well, yeah, because the question, when we see Julian Edelman catching the number of balls he's catching and Wes Welker never being targeted, that's another thing that is killing me in fantasy football is, Steven, I can't drop Wes Welker. I don't like when you make the rules like that.
ESPN makes the rules.
You can change him because you're the commissioner.
Probably.
You should be able to drop Wes Welker.
You want to drop him?
I need room on my roster for a guy I took with my number two or three pick.
Yeah.
I need him to send him straight to hell in a handcart.
Trade him to me. I will take wherever you got Wes Welker.
Fine.
I will send you a wide receiver. You send me Wes Welker.
I want a starting wide receiver.
I will make sure that it's a starting wide receiver for a decent team getting more
targets. I haven't played the trade market.
Wes
People,
Welker.
If you're in my leagues, trade with me. I don't have time to put together trades. I can work the waiver wire, but that's it. I don't have time for anything else.
Yeah.
Because I got 12 teams. And my team this week for Sky Sports, oh my God, I am so in love with this. I was in love with last week's team that got me 62 points, but I'm so in love with this week's team.
Yeah.
Sky Sports with Kevin and the gang, Neil. Look for us at halftime where our fantasy teams will
be
revealed.
Did you send it in already?
I did last night.
I gotta
send it. I don't go to bed on Wednesday until all my fantasy stuff is done.
I will.
Which makes me very tired come Thursday morning.
I understand.
Is it
Thursday? We both have Baltimore. Shocking.
Shocking. They're favored by 3.
I believe we're going to have the same picks. So really only one game we disagree on. Move to Monday Night Football.
Pretty weenie.
Let's finish it up here.
Pretty
the
weenie.
Final game.
We both got the Packers on
Green
Monday Night Football.
Green Bay Packers going to Seattle to face the Seahawks.
Although,
even though Seattle –
can't lose at home.
Yeah.
Can't lose at home. That's the party line right now.
Yeah.
They're indestructible at home.
Are they?
Generally.
Yeah.
Generally. But when you've got a Packers team that's mad and embarrassed and now has had the distraction this week of one of its primary wide receivers saying that your quarterback's not a leader.
Tight end. Finley.
It was Jermichael Finley.
Jermichael Finley.
Your face is a Michael Finley. I don't understand that brouhaha, and I think
he's
Aaron Rodgers.
He's a great quarterback.
He's
not
a great
a
quarterback.
Martin
Luther King was a great leader. If you want to know about leaders, we're talking about football players.
He's entitled to his opinion.
He's entitled to be wrong.
He might be.
Jeez.
But we both have Green Bay.
Yes, we do.
They'll take care of business.
They are really only getting – they're 3.5-point favorites, the Packers. They're in Seattle. So where do you think the most dumbest wager line of the day is?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They
will dominate the Oakland Raiders.
They'll beat Oakland by more than 4. Can I join you?
It will be a double-digit victory for Pittsburgh.
Wow. I wouldn't go double digit, but I would say that the Steelers win by 7. Yeah.
Yes. I would say a touchdown or more.
I still like my Bengals over the Redskins by 3.5, where you get the Bengals and 3.5 points.
I like the Bengals.
I'm marking them both.
The Redskins have to win by more than a field goal. 3 points isn't going to get it done.
You can make yourself a tidy little parlay card of two-teamer, and you could put down 20 pounds, and you could win 50.
Yeah,
you know, because you're taking dogs here, you're gonna get a little bit more bang for your buck. Yeah. So just know that if you lean that way, the challenge game by default is the Eagles and Cardinals. We want to thank everyone for joining us. We will be on Sky Sports News tomorrow at our regular time because I haven't heard differently.
Yes.
So it must be. Richard, come on. Get off your butt. Do something.
And there you go. And we'll continue to be doing radio on Talk Sport and Sky Sports News Radio
as well.
You
won't be able to avoid us if you wanted to. By the way, Simpsons tapped out. Please, if you play the game, friend me. DeJellis, DeJellis. DeJellis. I don't have any friends. And
that's hurting you.
It's a friend game.
Yeah.
You get more experience points if you got friends.
I see. I don't have any
Simpsons
friends.
Tapped out. I haven't paid a dime. I haven't bought a donut because I refuse to give games makers money if I don't have to.
Right.
And there is ways to play it without giving money.
Okay.
One of them is to have friends. So I need some friends. DeJellis.
D-E-J-E-L-L-I-S. Will you give me donuts if I friend you?
You don't want me to give you donuts, bro. You're getting fit.
No, I'm talking about in the game.
Of course I will.
Okay.
But you don't. You won't play the game. That's fine.
Yeah.
Look, I appreciate what you do with the poker game where you got me $5,000 in the poker thing just by signing up and not playing.
Right.
I appreciate that. But I don't expect you to do it every time I ask.
No.
Plus, you'd have to build enough for me to go in and vandalize your city and get points.
Why would you vandalize my city?
That's what you do with your friends, is you go in and vandalize their little Simpsons town of Springfield. You spray paint the school.
Don't you do it to, like, people you don't know?
No, these are alternate Springfields.
Okay.
So you go to an alternate Springfield, and there's very little vandalizing. You spray paint the school, like Bart was here.
El Barto.
Yeah, El Barto, exactly.
Yes.
And then usually you will go in and steal some of the money that they're about to be collected. But that's not part of the game.
That is awful.
DeJellis, D-E-J-E-L-L-I-S.
I'm Stephen
Jeff
Miranda.
Ellis. Thanks for coming.
We appreciate it. And it's time to be out.
Be out. I'm coming out.